Welcome back, everybody. Big news day, lots to talk about. With us all hour is Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's director of the Hayden Planetarium at the American Museum of Natural History and the host of Nova Science Now, a series which begins its new season on June 25th. Neil,
indeed,
thanks
for
being
here.
You've been hearing him pipe in with questions. Also still with us is Stanford Law Professor Barbara Olshansky, who argued one of the cases in the Guantanamo detainees long legal saga, which had a very important decision yesterday from the Supreme Court, 5-4, we were talking about earlier. You know, one of the questions I want to ask you, and Adora and I were talking about this morning, you have never given up this fight that you would win on this habeas corpus issue, but your clients did give up hope.
Yeah, many of them did.
One in particular.
Well, I would say even more than one. You know, we filed the case, Michael Ratner and I and folks from the Center for Constitutional Rights when I was there, on February 19th, 2002. And the Bometti and the decision that came down yesterday is just the latest, you know, iteration of that case. And during that time, there were three suicides, one of which was my client, who the military blocked me from, you know, contacting, and he committed suicide 2 days before he was scheduled to be released, and he just never knew. Lots of detainees are
he
very
didn't know
ill.
That he was going to be released.
No.
Well, you know, it's an important story about the importance of the rule of law. The power of the rule of law to keep people hopeful.
It is, you know, that, and what's really interesting is around the world, when I talk about Guantanamo, I do human rights work a lot now in Southern Africa. And when I talk about what happened in Guantanamo and what the United States was doing, it's enormously upsetting because people really do still believe in the American justice system. And to hear that there's been an administration that hasn't listened to the courts has been horrifying to people around the world.
And, of course, the Bush administration would say they've had no choice because the threat is so great from these detainees that in order to save the lives of Americans that they have had to act in this way.
But, you know, what's really, really interesting is from the very beginning of the case, the old military, the retired military, have been supportive of us because they believe in the Geneva Conventions. They believe in those rules and the laws of war. And, you know, the people that have come out of service in Guantanamo, like Major General Lucenti, he's the one who said, you know, 80 to 90% of the people there are innocent.
Well, there's an enormous debate going on about what are the implications of this decision. We're going to be checking with other legal scholars all morning long. Barbara Olshansky, thank you very much for being with us. Stanford Law Professor Barbara Olshansky, who argued one of the cases or some of the cases for the Guantanamo detainees, and she's Deputy Legal Director for the Center for Constitutional Rights. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you very much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.